All right, so our listener Chad thinks he is cursed. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Is this Chad?
Yeah, hi guys. How you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks for allowing us to reach out to you. Walk us through what's going on.
Okay, I'll just say, you know, ahead of time, I know it's going to be, it sounds like a joke, but this is, bear with me as I try to explain all this.
Okay.
So my ex-girlfriend, who, for the purposes of this, I will have her remain nameless.
Okay,
got it.
We dated for 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and of her own admission, she was a practicing witch.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, whole coven thing. You know, she had witchy friends that she hung out with, and it was the real deal.
Wow.
Did she start this after you started dating, or was she kind of already like that when you started dating and you were just kind of like, all right.
You just discovered it as you went along.
Well, yeah, I would say, you know, without wanting to offend any other witch friends out there, she was always a little, you know, weird, and maybe that's what I like, that she was quirky, but no, she got into it as we started dating more and more.
Okay, all right.
I just put up with it. I was like, okay, that's your thing.
Right.
And, you know, I personally never got involved, and honestly, I really never said anything about it. I just kind of nodded, and, you know, I didn't say, ooh, cool, witch, but I just, you know.
It was just like her hobby,
sure.
All right.
Yeah, right. You do you.
It still creeped me out, and towards the end of the relationship, as she got more and more serious about it and more involved,
mm-hmm.
I was a little bit like wary of things.
Okay.
There's this area of the house that was more like her, you know, we'll call it her office. And it was full of spell books and all sorts of weird things. And I would hear her practicing chants.
So she was all in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And so I ended things with her.
Uh-huh.
Because of that, was it just getting to be too much?
I mean, yeah, I would say that there were a lot of other things going on, but really, yeah, it became like her whole personality.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
She'd always talked about putting curses on people that wronged her.
Oh.
And so I would put myself in that category because I didn't end things under the best circumstances. You know, I basically, I packed up all my stuff while she was out of town and just left. So I kind of ghosted her.
Ooh.
And, you know, I was hoping to avoid confrontation. We have not talked since.
Okay.
She basically reached out one time, and I think she got the hint when I didn't respond or write back or call back,
uh-huh.
and we have not talked since.
Wow. Here's where it gets weird, right?
Yeah, weird is an understatement. I mean, since I left, since the moment she got back to town, it has been one bad thing after another that has happened to me. Completely out of the blue, I lost my job.
Uh-huh.
Then the head gasket on my truck blew out.
Oh.
I burned the heck out of my hand on my lawnmower.
Uh-huh.
And my best buddy, he lost his job too, and now he moved away. And so I'm just freaking out, honestly. It just feels crazy even saying it aloud.
So you think that maybe she's cursed you?
Yeah, and I know it sounds nuts, but I'm just wondering if there's anybody else out there that something similar happened to them, maybe somebody who dated one of her witchy friends.
Wow.
And I'm wondering how they dealt with it.
And like, can you uncurse yourself?
Alone, and I can't talk to anybody about it.
Yeah, I can understand. This is a very unique situation, and how do you uncurse yourself at this point, if that is even what is happening? Maybe it's just a string of bad luck.
Could be a coincidence, but I understand why you think this is what's going on, given that you've heard her do this to other people before.
Or at least heard her talk about doing it to other people.
Yeah, I might be the first that she's ever tried it out on, but she's doing really well if she did.
You're a great starter.
I'll say
case.
Something for right. her. She always had a lot of follow through.
Okay.
All right. Well, Chad, I appreciate you talking to us, and you're right. This is a very unique situation. It does sound a little far-fetched, if you don't mind me saying that, but I also want to acknowledge and appreciate what you're going through.
I understand why you think that.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe you want to try to make nice with her instead of just ghost her. Maybe that's a way. Maybe she's the only person who can uncurse you. I don't know.
that feels dangerous.
It does.
It feels really dangerous.
It almost feels like something you got to do. I don't know. Chad, again, thank you for allowing us to chat, and I hope things get better for you.
Yeah, and I just, you know, I was honestly a little hesitant to get anybody else involved, so I hope none of it, you know, rubs off on guys, too.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, thanks, yeah, Chad. Yeah,
okay, wasn't thinking about that, but thank you.
we're now an accomplice. All right, Chad, appreciate you. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right.
Okay, so early critics rolling in on Facebook. You ghosted her after a 3-year relationship. Maybe you deserve some bad juju. Maybe it's just karma.
Oh, so they're not even feeling sympathetic to his being cursed.
Now, a couple of people, Jacqueline says, burning and smudging Palo Santo and white sage might help cleanse the energy. You can find tutorials on YouTube and TikTok.
Oh.
Heck, you may be able to find a return to sender spell, too.
Wow, okay. 502-795-1997. I don't know, like this, we're tossing a line out into the ocean to see if
we are
anybody has any experience with this.
And listen, maybe he felt like just packing up, leaving, and ghosting was the best way for his safety. Like, he sounded concerned.
Okay.
Like, she might have not taken the breakup well.
Well, he just ghosted her.
I know, and that's why he probably thought, all right, I'm just going to exit.
Okay.
I'm just going to exit. I'm just going to back out.
All right.
I never say ghosting is a great idea.
No.
Just from what it sounds like, this could have been a volatile situation.
He ghosted the wrong person, maybe?
Well, maybe. This could have been a volatile situation.
All right.
Had he confronted it head on.
502-795-1997 is our number. You can send us a voice note or call. Maybe give us some suggestions on what you would do. Pathways forward for poor Chad, all right? So we just got off the phone with Chad, who thinks that his ex-girlfriend, who is a witch, cursed him.
Liar!
Get back, witch!
I'm not a witch, I'm your wife! Wow. Okay, then.
So things started happening to him after he ghosted her. He had been dating her for 3 years, and she was,
Probably not happy about that.
But he packed up and moved
when she was out of town.
Out of town, and then he said bad things started happening. He lost his job. He burned his hand. His car broke down. His friend lost his job. Things like that. So he's like, how do I get uncursed? And I was kind of thinking, do you have to go back to the original cursee or curser and go, hey,
can you take sorry, that off, please?
Like almost like go back and say, hey, sorry, I ghosted you. I shouldn't have done that.
But I've realized I'm not comfortable with your lifestyle and it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
But I wish you the best.
I wish you the best.
Can you undo that now?
Yeah. Virginia sent us a voice note.
This might be a cultural difference that y'all not taking this seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But that man ghosted a witch who has a coven.
Yes.
Them tragedies that have befallen him are not a coincidence.
Right.
And anybody who gives him solutions, he needs to try that.
Okay.
Because the only other thing is going back to the witch and asking her forgiveness.
Mm.
I'm so sorry, my bro. She probably even got a doll and everything.
Oh.
You shouldn't have ghosted a witch, bro.
You shouldn't have ghosted a witch, bro.
See, Virginia's going to roll in and
tell it like it is. Thank you, Virginia.
Listen, maybe he was afraid of the coven. Which I looked it up. I wasn't quite sure. It's an organized group
of
practitioners.
It's just a group, yeah.
Yeah, it's a group of witches. So maybe he was afraid if he confronted her about wanting to break up, she was going to, like, curse him right then and there. I don't know. Maybe, again, it sounds like he was a little afraid for his safety, which is why he probably didn't exit the relationship in the best way.
Yeah, probably
you should just have the conversation in person.
Yes.
And maybe that's what he's going to have to do.
Now, Brandy rolls in, write her full name, birth date on a small piece of paper, fold it, toss it in a plastic bag, and freeze it. You can also add it to water and freeze that way. And maybe that will freeze the curse? Okay.
Interesting.
Some of this stuff is like brand new to me, so I have no idea if it's going to work. I don't know if it's just tomfoolery or funny business, or if it's actually going to work.
Well, Lexi from L.A. said, he said she was doing chants in the kitchen. If you do or do not believe it, she was doing something calling power to something. I would take that pretty seriously.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well,
maybe it's
I
he
still
reaches
think,
back out and says, yes. Hey, I'm so sorry about the way I ended things.
Yep.
That was not my best choice.
Right. That's what that's what I think you should do.
If you happened to place a curse on me, if you could lift it and we could part as friends, that'd be great.
And you know, maybe she goes, ha, 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 you think I cursed you? Oh.
Maybe.
Or yes. You think
coming,
I cursed
you're
you?
You're coming up with a witch laugh.
Yeah, you think I cursed you? Silly,
you
silly man. Silly man.
Yeah.
I don't know. So,
I don't know.
But maybe that'll be enough that bad, those bad things, the bad juju, all the people that are going, you got what you deserved. Maybe that will start to recede. And you'll start to get your life back to normal.
Sure. Maybe do some saging.
Yes, something like that.
Reach back out to her to say, hey, so sorry.
So
wanted
sorry.
To clear the air.
Yep, yep. I think that's what you got to do.
Personally around me.
I think that's what you got to do.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. Yeah. That's...
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, group therapy.